This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. We're talking today with Andrew Hartman, co-founder of ChartDealer.com. Welcome, Andrew.
Hi.
The FAA changed the rules on October 5, 2009 regarding who gets to sell aeronautical charts. Basically, those rules turned a pool of some almost 2,000 distributors into a pool of less than 300. The FAA also changed its pricing structure. The idea behind it all is to save money for the agency, but some folks in our business are concerned the FAA may also be restricting availability of those charts, in essence making it much more difficult for smaller distributors like, say, your local FBO to carry them. Andrew, how do you see the problem, and how does ChartDealer.com fit into all this?
Well, Glenn, the problem is that, as you had stated earlier, the almost 2,000 FBOs that were able to purchase charts and sell them to their local pilots is shrinking down to about 300. This is going to affect, it would affect availability. However, with our website, ChartDealer.com, we are able to offer those charts to the FBOs that are losing status for the same price in which they are currently paying to the FAA. This is going to allow all of those FBOs, if not more, to now sell charts. We anticipate that with our website, we may actually be able to expand the outlets in which charts are now offered.
Now, I think the FAA originally, if you bought, 1,000 charts and you only sold 800 of them, you could return the other 200 for some sort of discount. Is that still a possibility under the new system?
You're correct. It was a 20% return rate. Now, along with the new agent model, the FAA is trying to basically streamline the system so that they can save money. In order to do that, they have become more stringent on the return policy. And they offered two separate programs. They offered a lesser discount with returns. But see, that was going to affect chart prices to the end user. The second program they offered was a much deeper discount and no return. So we don't accept returns, but we're able to offer a 40% discount to our sales outlets.
Well, how does an FBO or a chart dealer or chart dealer hopeful work with you?
They can easily just go to our website, which is www.chartdealer.com, and it's simple to register. Once they register with us, we will pass the information along to the FAA to get them approved as one of our sales outlets, and then they can start ordering charts on our website. We strive to make our website extremely user-friendly, very easy to use. We have a chart manager that allows the sales outlets to save orders that they want to place. They don't have to go in each time and click around and find their charts. They can just go right to their manager and say, I want to place this order, which they've saved previously, and send it off.
Now, aside from having to jump through just a few hoops to set it up, how is what you're offering different than, say, a distributor would have had before this change in the rules? Is the pricing different? Is it going to be pretty much the same for them?
Pricing is going to be the same as what they experienced before. What we tried to do is make the transition for them as seamless as possible. We're keeping everything simple, as I said, which is going to allow them to deal with us basically the same way they were dealing with the FAA. They shouldn't see any difference in time to get their charts and furthermore cost to get the charts.
Well, I guess a basic question then is, what's in it for chart dealer?
Well, we, as an agent, we were affected by it. The transition to having to purchase $5,000 of charts a year. And we launched this to, in a sense, save our own chart agent status. And, we're still able, with the discount program, we're still able to make it worth our while.
And when it's all set, it's all ready to go, it's all in effect right now?
Yeah, we are up and 100% operational, ready to go. The transition happened on October 5th, and we're already having orders come through, and yep, we're ready to go.
How long is the process if an FBO wants to be a part of this and they give you a call or contact you through the internet, through chartdealer.com? How long is the process for setting it up? When can they have their first charts and be selling them?
Once they sign up with us, they can have their first order to them within 2 weeks. Sometimes, you know, we could get it out even sooner. We are at the mercy of the FAA, so in the transition process, they are experiencing delays. We've done some things on our end to try and mitigate those delays, but if they register with us, they can have their charts the first order within less than 2 weeks. From then on out, it'll be the exact same time frame in which they experience within 5 to 7 business days.
Now, with you entering the market with this business model, do you foresee any big problems for the smaller dealers down the line, or are companies like yours going to bridge that gap, do you think?
Well, I feel like we will bridge the gap, and that's what we set out to do, because we saw the problem pretty soon after the FAA announced what they were going to be doing. And we realized quickly that there was going to be a need for somebody to do exactly what we're doing, to bridge the gap between the FAA and the small guys that weren't able to maintain status.
Now, do you foresee there being fewer chart dealers immediately and then building back up to maybe a lesser level? Or do you think that in the end we'll have more dealers, less dealers? What do you see in your crystal ball over there?
I foresee there to be more dealers. I think charts are going to be available at more places, mainly due to us. We've already seen several outlets come through, and I've spoke with them, and they said this is their first time selling charts. And it's because our model's allowing them to do that, whereas previously they were unable to deal directly with the FAA. In the short term, there may be some agents that, as we had stated, may just give up because they don't know their options. So that's why we're trying to get the word out that we're here. We can help them, and they can still sell charts.
All right. Well, I think the fear out there is that one day we'll wake up and we'll want to go on a cross country, and we'll land at an airport and figure, oh, we'll go west instead of east just for the fun of it, change our mind about the $100 hamburger, and we won't be able to because there won't be a chart there at the FBO. But it looks like chartdealer.com is looking to fill that gap, and we certainly hope that happens. Andrew, thank you very much for taking time to speak with us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
It's been Glenn Pugh with AvWeb.com speaking with Andrew Hartman at chartdealer.com. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.